This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. It's good to have you on board. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast and downloading it. And today we're talking some Ironman nutrition. We touch base with Chuck Sloan once again to find out what he's done from a nutrition point of view to improve his Ironman performance. We've also got the next installment of Do You Know Kona with Dr. Dan Plews as the build-up to this year's Ironman World Championships continue. Just over 2 weeks to go. And Dan joins us today to talk about the final run-in. So make sure you stay tuned for that. And just a massive thank you to the sponsor of this edition of the Kona Edge. It is brought to you by S Fuels. Ultra endurance athletes finally have a choice, and that is to hydrate and fuel muscles without sugary drinks and gels, without sugar swings, and without sugar gut issues, as well as sugar inflammation. S-Fuel's Ultra Endurance drink mix in coconut lime, strawberry lemonade, and pomegranate acai flavors hydrate, fuel, and support the gut and muscles in ultra endurance training and racing. If you'd like to try out S-Fuels, you can now absolutely risk-free. All you need to do is head over to this URL, okay? It's thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. The link is in the podcast player to this. Also in the show notes, you can click straight through. That's thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. That's S-F-U-E-L-S. And you can get all the details there. Try it out. Free shipping on your first order. And they'll throw in a no questions asked money back guarantee. So you've got no risk. Go check it out. Okay. Coming up next, let's touch base with Dan Plews.
This is S Fuels TV, and I'm Dan Plews, and this is Do You Know Kona? So we're now just 2 weeks until the Kona World Championship, so just 2 weeks to get away. Hopefully most people will have started to taper a little bit, bring in some more recovery into the sessions, and start to freshen up for the race. One of the big pillars of recovery in my eyes is certainly sleep, so what should you be thinking about when it comes to sleep? I think looking at the week before the race, what's really important is that you try and just bank a bit of sleep early on. Earlier in the week when the nerves are a bit calmer, a little bit less, and you're a little bit less stressed. And then you can bank some good quality hours, 8 to 9 hours, or even closer to 10 if you can get that in. And then when it comes to closer to the racing, you don't really have to worry too much about the nerves and not getting a good night's sleep. Lots of the studies do actually show that the sleep the night before a race isn't really too important. It doesn't have that much impact on performance. But we do know that if you're in big sleep debt going in, that can really have a problem. So try and bank that sleep early on, and you've got nothing to worry about as you get closer to the race and the nerves build up. Until next time, over and out.
Let's chat some nutrition here on the podcast when we head back to catch up with Chuck Sloan. Chuck, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
Chuck, you wrapped up our last chat last week talking about how things went pear-shaped from a nutrition point of view in an Ironman, how badly things can go wrong. Do you feel like you've got everything dialed in nutrition-wise, or is it still a work in progress?
Man, it is still a work in progress. It's interesting. So in 2014, I always seem to have some GI issues on the bike. And it's not that I'm going really hard. I kind of started to figure out that maybe I was taking in a little bit too much in terms of calories. I was trying to knock back like 400 calories an hour, plus a bunch of salt, and because I've had lots of problems with cramping in my quads and throughout my triathlon career, I've had a lot of problems with cramping in my quads. And so I really tried to supplement with salt and do other things. And I just think that I was consuming way too many calories. And so in 2014, when I went back to Kona, I said, you know what? I want to try something different. I never really looked into nutrition. I mean, I was just kind of going off of guidelines that other people had given and used and experimented with. And, I didn't necessarily watch my diet. It was kind of like that old adage that, the hotter the furnace, the, easier it burns kind of thing. And didn't matter what it was, it'll burn. So in 2014, I really started taking a look at my diet, and I'd kind of been slowly gaining weight, like maybe 1 pound a year. I just kind of had this operating weight where I was just, it just seemed like I was crept up. Like in college, I was running at 142 maybe pounds. And then I got, into triathlon, I was maybe 150, and, my weight kind of kept creeping up. So in 14, I was like, okay, I need to get down to probably 150 would be a good weight for me to race at, And so I started looking into more of a, like a keto style of diet, and it's really been a big topic, and it's really gained a lot of momentum lately in the last couple years, which has been kind of interesting to see. So I've been really experimenting with keto style of diet for, probably since 2014, but I really, this last year, I've really kind of started trying to dial it in, again. And yeah, I've kind of floated in and out, kind of gone back to my old, I just love pastas and breads and stuff like that, like probably anybody. But I've really started looking at things that I could do to kind of have more of a low carb, high fat kind of diet. And honestly, one of the guys that turned me onto it was actually Sami Inkinen, who's in my age group. He's a entrepreneur he's a San Francisco guy. And I kind of read a bunch of stuff that he had talked about, and that's kind of how I got into it. But yeah, so it's kind of been evolving, and I've been using way less calories, definitely less calories in terms of high carbohydrate type of foods. So less and less of the gels and those types of things, and more kind of whole kind of natural foods, right? Yeah. That I can consume while working out, and with the idea that later on going into my next race, that fueling won't be that as much of an issue as it has been in the past. So, and not to mention, just healthier as a whole, and maybe even a few pounds lighter, which always helps a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny you mentioned Sami Inkinen. I chatted to him, which was prior to me starting the Kona Edge. I spoke to him, I'm guessing it's probably 6 or 7 years ago, like almost before the whole keto thing really sort of made itself more popular than what it was. I mean, he was probably one of the first guys to follow it, and he was keeping it very much on the lowdown when I chatted to him about it first up. But the jury, I don't want to say the jury's out. I mean, the guys who do it swear by it. The guys who don't do it think the guys who do it are a bunch of crackpots. It's difficult. I mean, I mean, you've obviously seen the benefits of it, and are seeing the benefits of it.
Yeah, and that's the deal, is that I think we're just kind of getting into it at this point. Even I think there's a lot of research out there, and I follow a number of different guys that are really big on keto and ketosis and looking at that from multiple, not just necessarily an athletic standpoint, but also as a lifestyle, like longevity standpoint, and just reducing rates of, or reducing risk of heart disease and neurodegenerative diseases and cancer and things like that. So, and obviously there's lots of studies to be done still, but I got it. as a person that's been, you know, kind of in it and working on it, you know, I think it's going to be a new tool for us to use to enhance our performance, and or if not enhance, at least give you your maximum potential. But you know, we'll see. There's a lot of skeptical people. I mean, you'll see. I watch for things in particular that kind of try to poke holes in the ideas, and but I just figure it's a constant learning process, and I've felt better when I've done it, and I think I'm hoping that in the future it will actually really prove to be beneficial, especially in my racing. We'll see.
Absolutely. I mean, particularly for the longer stuff, I think it's more of a slow burn. If you're doing steeplechase, it's probably not the way to go from a high intensity side of things. But for an Ironman or a half Ironman, I think it's a fabulous sort of way to go. And we've just seen it so often as well with athletes who struggle with GI distress. And sometimes you've got to try something radically different if you're not getting the results you want. And I'm not saying it's for everyone. I'm not saying it's not for everyone, but sometimes you got to try something different to see if maybe it'll work for you. And that's what it is. Test it out. If it doesn't work, then try something else, but find what works for
that's
you
right.
And then stick to it.
Yep. That's exactly right. And that's why I'm kind of, you know, I really don't talk to too many people about it really, because you know, everybody, I mean, nowadays keto, and you hear it, and it kind of, you know, people are like, oh, it's this new fad diet thing, you know, and plus it can be kind of difficult, especially in the world we live in today. So, trying to maintain that lifestyle and that kind of dietary, it can be difficult, especially, you know, if you know, in the working world and you've got company or client dinners or lunches and all that kind of stuff, you know, you're always, sometimes it can be a little tricky. So,
yeah, not even,
and it's not for everybody. No. It's not for everybody. So
exactly.
It's always good to try it out.
There's just so many times you can say, I'm not having lunch, so I brought my own avocado pear. That's okay. I'm out.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just easier to eat the junk, but that's, I think the point I'm trying to make though, is Chuck, and that's the reason why I started the Kona Edge, was just to put ideas on the table that people could pick and choose. It's like when you go to a buffet, you don't eat everything that's at the buffet. You try
right.
different things and you find what works for you. And that's the sort of philosophy behind what I'm doing here and what I'm trying to do. And hopefully, yeah, I don't want to shove anything down anybody's throat. And it's just
right.
it's an idea generator. And I think keto's it's an idea. And if it's for you, that's cool. If it's not for you, that's cool too.
Right. Yeah, no, I just like, it's interesting because I've always found that, I thought about this exact kind of podcast a number of years ago. I thought, man, that's such a good idea. Somebody should really do something like that. And then I came across you. So it was really interesting. Because you know what, at the end of the day, the pros, you see what all those pros are doing. And they give you little glimpses of things here and there, but you don't really know what the day to day looks like and what kinds of things they're putting themselves through. But it's really, to the age grouper, I think it's more interesting to find out what the age groupers are doing, because, you know, we have so much more, it's just such a different experience from the pro experience and having to juggle life, family, work, you know, all those types of things and make it all work and fit it all in. And so it's interesting just to hear all the different things that that other amateurs are doing. So
thank you for that. And I think you hit the nail on the head there as well. It's nice getting insights into what the pros do, but for 99% of us, it's just not realistic. I mean, I can't train the hours that they train. First of all, I don't have the time, but I would break myself. And I think for a lot of people, it's the same. So I think the age group is for me is where it gets really interesting. And I might not be a top age grouper, but you're doing something that I think might benefit me as an athlete just overall and give it a bash. I think that's what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Chuck, it's been amazing catching up. Thank you so much for your time on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. And we look forward to catching up again soon.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate you. Have a good one.
And that's it. The wrap for another podcast and another edition of The Kona Edge. I'm back again tomorrow. I get to share another fantastic story of an incredible triathlete. Before I go, though, thank you very much to Chuck and to Dan for sharing those Ironman nutrition tips. But an even bigger thank you to S Fuels for sponsoring this edition of the podcast. If you'd like to try out S Fuels, absolutely risk-free, all you need to do is head over to this URL. Okay, it is thekonaedge.com/S Fuels. That's thekonaedge.com/SFUELS. And the link is in the podcast play that you're listening to this on. You can also click on through the show notes to this edition of the podcast. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.